if there were still a couple of guys on that Dodgers team, I would lean.
If Joe Kelly was over there in that bullpen, there might be a shot.
Well, maybe
if
Bellinger.
Joe Kelly and Bellinger are the two for me. If they were still there, I'd lean Yankees. But right now, it's hard. I'm not a
Juan Soto guy. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Mookie Betts, I like Mookie.
Yeah, Mookie don't bother me.
No, bother me? Yeah, I don't.
You mentioned Aaron Judge hitting that first ever postseason homer for the Yanks last night. Did you notice how, the entirety of the media baseball, Major League Baseball world just lost their minds in celebration of the Aaron Judge finally putting a ball over the fence in October? It's gross. Like, it's annoying. Like, come on, man. This dude, like, it's taken him this long. This generational hitter with a face only a mother could love. It's taken him this long to get that postseason homer, but everyone just freaked out. Oh, my God, this is awesome, Aaron Judge.
It's your sports hatred, man. This is your sports hatred seeking out, baby.
Yeah.
He's one of the faces of the league, baby.
Ugly ass face of the league.
Yeah, but yeah, I think all of them are. I think they're all ugly. I think Shohei's ugly.
No one's as ugly as Aaron Judge.
A couple of them.
None of the stars.
5 o'clock Name fire.
Them. Give me a second. All right. Sources in Pittsburgh, Clint. The Steelers plan to give Russell Wilson first team reps in practice this week, putting him in line to make his season debut. He's finally healthy on Sunday night against the Jets, so that'll be fun. Russell and Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers potentially. By the way, the Steelers are 4-2, tied for first place in the North with the Ravens, with Justin Fields, who has 10 total touchdowns and one interception.
That's right.
But it looks like potentially they're going to be going with Russell Wilson. Any problem with this?
I don't have a problem with it personally. I think only, I haven't watched enough Justin Fields tape to know what he's leaving on the field. Now, I've watched a couple of games, and I know he's leaving some things on the field. I'm also very aware that Justin Fields and his legs being used in the run game is a serious aspect of them running the football well and how effective their run game and their O-line can be. That dynamic changes when you throw Russell Wilson in there. I would bet some good money that it's very easy to watch the film from a pass game perspective and see where you would expect Russell Wilson to get the football out on time and make more plays and big plays in the pass game. But to me, it's a huge risk because it's Russ. I mean, Russ, you want to talk about acts that have worn thin in the entire NFL, much less just in Pittsburgh. Like it's the same thing I said. It's even worse actually now that they're sitting at 4-2 and they're winning some football games and showing a little bit of promise. It's even worse now with Russ, where if he doesn't get in there and win, obviously, and play well and show that they're a much better offense with him over Justin Fields,
Mr. Unlimited,
it could get ugly really quick. Because I don't think he's a Mike Tomlin guy. I don't think he's a Pittsburgh fan base type of guy. I think it better go. It better be positive. It better go good, man. It better be obvious.
I'm afraid we've seen maybe the last chance for Justin Fields to be an NFL starter with this one. And you can just watch how they play. Their offense just isn't good enough.
Yeah.
And he's got a coach that you would think it would work with. In what they were able to do with Tannehill and what they were able to do with Arthur Smith, been able to do with guys that can move at the quarterback position. And like for me, I knew they played Sunday night against the Cowboys, end up losing that game. But Kyle Allen came in after he got injured, Fields got injured, and threw the best ball maybe of the year from a quarterback from the Steelers, just a seam route to the tight end. And it was just like, Yeah, yep. You don't really see. It's just not coming together. There's a lot of, 145 yards passing games, and he put himself in position where the Steelers' offense, even at 4-2, the Steelers' offense is so poor that they feel like they got to go and at least try to get better.
And I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that the film doesn't show that every bit of the way, man.